We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Retired Army Major and CBS military consultant Mike Lyons, who is in Yonkers. Major, that's just north of this epicenter, correct?
It is, Barry, right to the north, very close to New Rochelle, about a mile from there. And as I watch my neighbors and friends and family members go to work every day, they just report the situation is getting worse, and they're preparing for it in the next couple of weeks. I was telling you offline, my neighbor is an ER doctor, and he has the virus, and he's been going back and forth to the hospital trying to recover. You just don't know how this affects you is what he's texted me. He thinks it's not like the chicken pox or something where you think you can get it and just recover from it. It affects people all different ways. And so they're bracing for what will be potentially an overflow of patients that'll need hospitalization here in the coming weeks.
And Major, thank you for joining us. The National Guard, what are they doing? How are they being deployed or utilized in a situation like this?
Well, I think, so first and foremost, this is more friends and family being deployed to the situation, doing everything from, let's say, crowd control as they monitor the automobile testing sites to medical personnel that have been recalled in order to help the hospitals themselves, building hospitals. The Corps of Engineers themselves are building now places, makeshift hospital sites. They're using large facilities in New York City, the Javits Center. They're going to have to look at things like hotels. They're going to any place that there's a bed. But it looks like the long pole in the tent is going to be the medical equipment, ventilators, and the like. Now, also, you bring the National Guard in, you bring all the logistics that goes with that. And the fact that now that's another channel for local authorities in order to try to get equipment to that location. So I've done shows about people who are thinking that we're going to have martial law or things like that, and there's nothing like that. This is just organizing a huge logistical organization that'll be able to come and bring some muscle to the fight.
And Major, as someone who has served and been deployed, I saw a tweet with a video from a veteran who was concerned about his fellow veterans, especially the post 9/11, because of this creating anxiety. Almost he likened it to a deployment in some senses, and that people are really feeling this. As someone who deals with a lot of veterans, how are they handling this?
I think the challenge a veteran is going to do is look at this a couple ways. That's probably one, as that deployment, just given the fact that we've just deployed so many times. All right, we've been we've asked so much of both our active forces and our reserve forces. I mean, in the old days, you go back 20, 30 years ago, the National Guard was, two weekends a month or one weekend a month and 2 weeks in the summer for training. And those days are over. And now we rely on our National Guard to be federalized, to do things like this all the time. The concern also veterans have is their care. You saw the fact that the president now has had to make some tough choices in places, and they're going to have to move, for example, veterans hospitals in New York City. They're going to have to look for other venues for veteran care as people are going to overwhelm the medical facilities for specifically the same, almost in some cases, respiratory, the same kind of things that the veterans have there. So there's going to be a shortage of that medical equipment soon to come.
And Major, the National Guard doing a more of a humanitarian role here at home, but abroad, what's the rest of the military doing? Are they still doing their joint exercises and things like that?
That's a great question, because there's really three channels in that military. You've got the National Guard working here at home. You have DOD civilians in Washington, D.C. and around the world that are really that backbone of that logistics and ordering equipment and those channels. And they've really been working from home for the past few weeks. They've minimized what they've been doing, but that train keeps going. They've done a spectacular job. But then the active force has got to be ready for war and train. I talked to my son. He's just in the Navy down in Norfolk. They've now gone to things like checking temperatures of everybody who comes on the ship. They're actually trying to take most of the fleet and put them out to sea to somewhat as a quasi-quarantine, but now that's backfired. You saw reported cases in the Philippines of sailors on Teddy Roosevelt, for example. So this becomes a local challenge for the commanders on the ground, for the active duty forces, because they get up every day and they get paid to be ready, and they've got to figure out a way to keep their troops, you know, really out of the public eye and making sure that they don't catch something that will quickly spread through their unit.
New York Governor Cuomo warning the rest of the world that in New York, as you're acutely aware of, the lack or the fact that they don't have enough ventilators. He's saying they're 26,000 short right now, and he's suggested who makes the decision who lives and dies, not unlike a combat triage situation where in the moment somebody has to make a choice.
Yeah, I think the issue right now, they do have some time to think through those kinds of questions, the fact that they you know, can do that. I know that industrial plants and industrial companies are working on figuring out ways that they share those ventilators, converting CPAP machines into possible ventilation machines. There's a lot of creativity. I think you're going to see the best of America come to play here. And like anything else, just the same way in World War II, while we might get off to a slow start sometimes, when we wind this industrial machine up and when it gets wound, that's going to be the lesson to this too when it's all over, is that all that stuff's coming back, all that supply chain stuff over in China about pharmaceuticals and all those things. This is too much of a strategic risk to the United States to have it over there. But I think once this gets wound up, I think you're going to see a tremendous response. We just hope we caught it on time at this point.
Well, we appreciate your time and being in Yonkers. Your safety of your friends, neighbors, and you, stay safe. And thank you for being with us today.
Thanks for having me. Yeah, we're pretty much locked down here in New York. And you know, people are just getting by one day at a time. But America will respond to this, and America will come back strong.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.